Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we were discussing the tour of a woman who was married from the mitzvah of Mora and Kavod, as the Rambam has it, Hilchos Mamrim 6:6. In the previous shiur, we saw that it's a hafka mamish when a woman's married. She's not chayevis at all. It's not just that she's, and that lack of heichatimsi, but she's not chayevis. And she becomes chayevis again after she's divorced, widowed. And we saw neflaos, Baruch Hashem. Now we're continuing. And again, this is based on the very, very delicious and thorough and deep sefer of Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Hagaon HaGadol of David Zatzal. Be a schus for him and a schus for us. The Rambam, the Parish of Mishnayos in Kiddushin 29a, writes, "Mitzvah ben alav kol el osam shnei yigrim kavod umora ve'elu kulam ve'hanigra achareihem machuyav al habanim v'al nikevos kulam shiyasu osam laviim elim haisa isha ulas baal shein chiyuv alem miteras hakavod elamasha efshe biyad alas es mene iskei baila hamachuyavim la." The mitzvahs of the son and the father, meaning that the son has to do for the father, includes Shkavod and Mora. And all of these things and what's drawn after them is an obligation on the sons and on the daughters that they should do for their father. Elim Haisa Isha, but if the woman was a married woman, Ba'ulas Baal, she has no chiyuv mitoras kavod, only what she's able to do because of the involvement with her husband, that she's obligated because of her relationship with him. As we learn in Maseches Ksubis. So the Rambam here is medayik, and he writes, she'en chiyuv la mitoras kavod. Taras kavod, she'ein p'tura ela mikavod. The woman's p'tur is only a p'tur from kavod. V'chein she'yisod p'tura u'mitzat chiyuva le'ba'ala. And the yisod of the p'tur is because she's mechuyev to her husband, as we see in the Mishnayos and Ksuvos. And that's like the Shulchan Aruch writes. The Shulchan Aruch says that the reason that she is not obligated to honor her father is because she is mishu'abedes levayla. But that's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, she'ish yesh biyado la'asos, ve'ish ein biyado la'asos, she'ish yisachayrim aleha. The Rambam says that she's not obligated. Because Rishu Sacheir Maleha. But it does, the Rambam doesn't say Mipnesha Mishua Bedes Labaila, like the Shulchan Aruch says. The Tosfos learns Rishu Sacheir Maleha means that the Maisi Adayim go to the husband. So she has to give her Maisi Adayim to her husband, but not because she's Mishu'abedes Labaila. And this Chiyuv to her husband of Maisi Adayim is only a Derabbanan, like Tosfos says. So how does the Rambam work? On one hand, the Rambam here says it's Mitzad, she's Mishu'abed, she has to serve her husband, as we see in Gemara and Ksuvos. But in the Parish of Mishnah, that's what the Rambam says here, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Rambam in the Yad that we're learning, Mamrim Vavav, says it's not because of she's Mishua Bedis Labaila, but rather Rishus Acherim Aleha, which again, Tosis interprets as the Maisi Adayim, that she's in the Rishus of her husband, so what she owns is which he gets, but that's only in the Rabbanim, and it's not the Oraisa. So we're stuck with that kasha and the steer and the Rambam. And the whole mashmos of the Rambam is that it's not a p'tur for a nisua, ela shemechamat isek ba'ala einachayevet. But rather, because she's busy with serving her husband, with the isek of her husband, she's not obligated. And to the extent that the isek of her husband isn't a problem, doesn't trouble her, doesn't bother her, she's mechuyevis b'mitzvah. Ve'en gam ken b'loshen achinuch, b'mitzvah lamed gimel, v'noheget b'chol zman, b'zcharim, u'v'nikevot, kol zman she'efshar lehen. Klomar, b'chol et, she'lo yimnu'u otam ba'aleihen. In other words, same vort, that the only thing that is going to impede the woman from serving her father, from honoring her father, is the fact that she's busy with her husband. But as long as she's, to the extent that she's not busy with her husband, she has to serve her father. So that's the Rambam here in the Perush HaMishnayis, and that's the Sefer HaChinuch. So it's not Mamash HaPetur. But this doesn't seem to work with what we proved earlier. It's not just the Chisar and Hechetimtzi, but it's Mamash HaPetur, right? It's learned from a Pasuk. Pasuk isn't telling us Chisar and Hechetimtzis. The Pasuk is telling us a Ptur Mamish, and we were married from the previous year to show that. And not only that, but the Rambam is also Soser himself, because the Rambam here talks about Kavod alone, and the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayis, and in the Yad talks about Moira as well, or being Ptur Ami Moira, so we're Mamish. Stabachnu Me'od. Ubal Kolchenu Lefaresh, Shevadai גזירת הכתוב הוא מדכתיב איש ולא רק חיסרון היחתים צבעלנו. So definitely we have to say that בוודאי it's גזירת הכסוב. And the גזירת הכסוב is because it says איש. And איש is ממיית an אישה. So it's not just a חיסרון היחתים צבעלנו, it's ממש גזירת הכסוב to exclude women. Just that itself is the Gzeiros HaKosev, that to the extent that it's nogeya to her hanhaga with her husband, lefi hara'ui, to the extent that it relates to the way she's supposed to be with her husband, kibud ava'en cannot get in the way. The Gzeiros HaKosev is that a woman has to be totally devoted to her husband, and therefore, kibud avim can't get in the way. Kibud avim yems in the way, there's no chiv kibud avim. And it's a kamash malan, it's a chiddush, not in the etzem mitzvah of kibud avim, but rather on the relationship she has to her husband. That the pasuk is telling us that this relationship precedes, take precedence over the mitzvah of kibud avim. Now, the pasuk is talking before the Takanas Chachamim, and there are no Chiyuvim of Isha Lebaila. But, like we explained in the previous shir, there are Hanhagos Dimimela Shel Isha Im Baila. There are ways that where a woman is expected to act, and the nature is, and the custom is, that a woman acts towards her husband. And on this it was said that if Kibud Avim gets in the way to her relationship with her husband, there's no Chiyuv. And after the fact that midrabanan there are chiyuvim, now we also have takanos chachamim about a woman maisi adela baila and the avodah she has to do for her husband. Acting against these chiyuvim is acting not in a way that is required of her relationship to her husband. In other words, she is required to act towards her husband in a certain way. And now that's included in the Takanos Chachamim, generally even before the Takanos Chachamim, but now certainly, this is what's expected of the woman. The Kibud Avim can't get in the way. V'gam im ein achiyuv min haTorah אבל המצב שחל על ידי תקנת חכמים הוא מעכשיו סדר והנהגה כזה שהוא מצב דאורייתא. אתם שומעים? You heard? Even if there's no chiyuv min ha-Torah, but the matzav that takes effect through the takanas chachamim is from now the order, the behavior that is a deoraisadik situation. V'ze I efshar sheyufra al yidei kibud avayim, and that cannot be impeded by kibud avayim. Now, Misvara, I would say that since al kopanim, a woman cannot fully honor her parents because she's busy with her husband, so she's going to be completely absolved of the mitzvah of kibud av va'em, like a mitzvah seseh shezman grama. Through the fact that it's the kiyum ha-mitzvah's mafriya to her relationship with her husband, she's going to be pater. And that's the discussion of the Gemara and Daf Lamed Hey. But the Kamashman of the Pasuk of Tiro is that there is no p'tur legamre mea mitzvah. It's only a p'tur ad kama sheze mafriya lema shebeina levein ba'ala. It's only a p'tur to the extent that it impinges on her relationship with her husband. And that goof is the Kamashman of Rabbi Ovin that we saw in the previous year in the Gemara. That nizgorsha shneim shavim, that if they get she gets divorced, now she's equal, the woman is equal to the man. That it's not a p'tur legamri b'nesua, she'az hayta nefkat ha-mitzvah, v'lo hayta chozeret u'mitchayevet b'nitgarsha. Ela she'gam nesua hu p'tur rak ad kama she'mafriya hadavar. In other words, pshat is that as long as she's married, the p'tur is only ad kama to the extent that it impedes her relationship with her husband, her ability to properly fulfill her wifely duties. But beyond that, she's still obligated to honor her parents. And therefore, when she becomes a divorcee or a widow, so now she goes back to her full obligation. So v'nizgarsha, that we don't have this hafra, hara me'olam lo niftara. So she never was completely pater in the first place. What was the hafka? The hafka was anything that gets involved in her relationship with her husband. But beyond that, she's still chayiv. Therefore, when she's divorced, and now she goes back to the way she was before, she's chayivus. And that's what the Maharal is telling us at the beginning of Kedoshim. The Chiddush of the Gemara, when it says Ish, that Ish excludes a married woman, who she'im amar ha'av le'isha l'chila makom ploni l'avi davar zeh. That if the father says to the woman, go to this and this place and bring me something, the husband says, shouldn't go. She shouldn't listen to her father. These rishus baalei alah, she has to listen to her husband. Chod is very difficult. Chiv shmi lebaile is only the rabbanon. Like we see in the Rambam, Perek Tzvos Melachis Halach Uchaf. The Rambam says, "V'chein tziwa acham al ishtei mechabed is baile." It's a din de rabbanon. So how does the Gemara write that the pasuk is talking about this case? That there's a conflict between what the father says and the husband says. Listen to the husband. Listen to the husband. Only the rabbanon. Achen, kevan shetzivui chachamim al zeh. Because that's a good way to have shalom bayis. That's a praiseworthy way to live your life. So the pasuk is telling us, kamash mulan krok, like the Gurayi writes, sheritzayna biyishav in bayla, that she wants to sit with her husband in a no mishubach tikkun way, and that means that she's not mechuyevus bekibud avein. At kamish zeh yifga b'inyan zeh. In other words, you have the principle of her having a proper relationship with her husband. That's in the Torah. The Torah, you're getting married, you have to have the proper relationship with your husband. And now that's defined as the Chachamim defined it, that she should not, she should listen to her husband over her father, because her father's command is going to be mafriya. And therefore, yesh makom mikra. Takan Sefer Chaim Shalom, Simchav Zayin, he discusses the Kavli Shalabai, the Torah, the Rabban, brings the Rambam, the Hasishus, discusses based on the Sugya. So there's a lot to be Marich, and also looking at Stechem, and Marich, it's a Kofka Alayin Dal. Apoponim, he said the Vorim is that a woman has to be together with her husband, she has to have a proper relationship with her husband, and even though it's a Minatorah, but that would include Minatorah Matzah, where she should be listening to her husband. Because that's the way to make a Yishuv Nam Shubuch. And therefore she's not going to be Chalim Kibra Vein. Ulefize, Ein Kan Stira. Bein Divrei HaRambam, Perush HaMishnayot, Ledvarav Kan Balachot. Sha'ad Rabba, Kalal Kan HaRambam, Mora, Bekibud, Behadadi, Lo Kadei Leftor Nisua Mimora, El Ashmeina, Shebiyisod HaMitzvot, Kavod umora shavim beish yisha b'chol gavna v'gam b'nisua. So there's no steer between the Rambam and the Perush Mishnayos and the Rambam and the Halachos. Because adarav, the Rambam includes here in the Halachos, in the Yad, Moira v'kava together, not in order to patter a isha nisua from fear, no, rather to tell us that fundamentally speaking, when it comes to kavod and mora, men and women are equal, and even a married woman. And there's only a din that to the extent that Rishus Acherim Aleha, that she's bound to her wifely duties, to her relationship with her husband, she's going to be pater. Umen meila she'en zed din lo b'kavod v'lo b'mora. It's not a din in kavod. It's not a din in mora. It's a din b'fnei atzma. Aftur she Rishus Acherim Aleha. She's Rishus Acherim Aleha. And that's the focus here. That's Rosh Hashanah Mala. When it comes out of it, comes out of it. It got to be covered in Mora Vein. But it's just going to be part of covered in Mora. But the point is that she has Rosh Hashanah Mala. V'day she lemaaseh lo mishkachas lezeh l'gabei kavod. So in the lemaaseh dika world, you're only going to find it l'gabei kavod. Like the Rambam says in the Perush Mishnayos. But it's not because Mitzvah Meir is different than Mitzvah Kavod. And as the Rambam is telling us here in the Yad, that Mitzvah Meir is covered zel zah. She has Rosh Hashanah Malah, and therefore she doesn't have to focus on her parents. She doesn't have to pay attention to her parents. Ad kam she's a mafriya, to the extent that it impedes her relationship with her husband. Once it's not going to be an impediment anymore, then she's already going to be obligated. But lemaisa, lemaisa, it's only going to play out when it comes to covet. Because covet means she has to do certain things for her parents, and she's not going to be able to do that. Because she's busy Rishus Acherim Aleha. She's busy and focused on her relationship with her husband. But in principle, it would also apply to Mora. Therefore, the Rambam writes Mora as well. And here in the Perush Mishnayos, the Rambam is only writing Kavod because that's Lamaisa. Lamaisa, it only applies to Kavod. Because only when it comes to Kavod is there going to be a Ptur. Because Mora is so-self, lo so-so dvarav, etc., not to contradict, and not to, you know, sit in their seat, etc. So these are things that she can do even when she's married. So therefore, only when it comes to kavod, feeding them, etc., doing active things for them, so then it's going to be the baal is going to come first, the nice. And now when it comes to Morris, the Rambam doesn't mention the Perush Mishnayos, but when the Rambam's talking in the Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam is saying in principle, when it comes to kavod and Morris, the point is in the kavod and Morris. The point is, she is obligated first to her husband. And what's going to come out of that is a Ptur and kavod and Morris. You want to find the Lamaisa? Lamaisa are only going to find in the kavod.